Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air, Friday edition, and we're glad you're with us. Got a good show for you. Softball coach Natalie Poole going to join us a little later in the show. We're about to be joined by baseball coach Christian Ostrander. Opening segment of the show is we broadcast from the Southern Bank Corps Studio here in Hattiesburg, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal. Tonight, we appreciate them, and of course, we appreciate Southern Bank Corps for their studio sponsorship of our program. Coach Christian Ostrander returns to the Eagle Hour after a couple of weeks off, and I mistakenly thought maybe Coach is getting a lot of downtime, but you told me just a few days, but it's been busy since the season ended, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's you got to prepare for the next one, and, you know, so that starts immediately after, you know, your season's over, you know, with between exit meetings and transfer portal stuff and you know, just everything. It's, you know, just never ends. Just different types of busy, you know, at different times of the year.
Right. All right, Coach. Well, let's get right to it. I know that you guys have brought four kids in from other teams in the portal. Are we free to ask you about these individual players?
Yes, you are. They've all signed, you know, their grant and aid, so they're official. All right. And, yeah, certainly you can.
All right. Well, let's start with Thomas Crabtree, who's a relief pitcher from Tennessee, who originally pitched, I understand, at Pearl River Community College.
Yeah, he's a you know, young man we've known about, you know, for a while, and really, you know, liked him out of JUCO. He was only a one-year guy there in Tennessee, you know, made the move, and was able to lure him away after 1 year, and you know, mainly out of the pen, but also maybe had a start or two, I think, there midweek or something. But I think he's got starter capabilities written all over him. You know, and that's what we saw when he was in junior college, and certainly he'll have that opportunity, you know, here to go earn that.
All right, second pitcher is Jake Neely from Arizona State.
Yeah, that was kind of a neat one. I got contacted by his advisor that had some guys that's been part of our program that company with Tanner Halls and, you know, guys like that they know kind of, you know, hopefully this is a place he can grow, get better. And they kind of reached out to us that their client was looking for a place that he can, you know, pitch more and just get work and get better. And that was a really easy one. Kind of surprising, man. That guy, you know, he was all in. And we did. He said, "I'm in. I'll take it." Didn't care about coming to visit. Knew about our program. And you know, he's got a big arm. He's a young man that, you know, who knows what he's going to end up being. But you know, I think there's something there. My eyes liked what I saw, and you know, so I trust that.
You know, a lot of schools lose players to the Power Four. What's that say? I mean, you're getting players from big universities to come to your program.
Well, I think the program speaks for itself. I think that's a program reflection. You know, that for so many years, you know, it's just been successful, and you know, so I think it's known. And in today's world, it's, you know, I used to never speak with advisors. I mean, you speak with them all the time now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a different game, and we've the developmental side of how things we've been going on here is very attractive for some of those folks. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing. We get players in there and help them grow, and you know, hopefully have great experiences and win at the same time. But still, the most important thing is getting the right fit. You know, they got to be the right fit. So there's some guys that had the ability that we've seen in the before, but I said, I don't think this is going to, you know, I don't think he's a Southern Miss guy. So you got to pass on those, even though they're pretty talented. But that's the most important quality.
We'll get to the other two. I just want to interject this. Andrew brought this point up earlier this week. I think it was this week on the show. I thought it was such a great point. What we're seeing now, as you watch the World Series and the Supers, it seems like you see the Power Four schools who throw a lot of money around and bring different players in and out yearly. And then you see the schools like yours, like Coastal, like the what was the school, Kelly, from the real
Murray
small
State.
Murray State, who are still bringing kids in and developing them over years. Are we really kind of seeing that divide come to the surface now, Coach?
I don't know. You know, I think it's just some are different than others. I think there's some Power Four programs that do a fabulous job of balancing that. I think some have not, and you kind of lose your way a little bit. And you know, for us, you know, we're going to keep doing what we've been doing, and the models kind of work. Obviously, it's just, you know, you go hard after putting together a great high school class. And then you add the pieces you need, you know, selectively with some of these portal guys. So I kind of like the model, and it seems to work. But the gap, you know, it's great to see, in my opinion, in this day and age with so many changes, that maybe the shift isn't what everybody thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Maybe the shift isn't that the rich get richer. You know, maybe it's creating even more, I don't know, balance and parity. I hope so. I got to believe it, because our goal certainly is to be playing right now.
Oz, let's to get back to the players you've brought in. I want to ask you about, I guess, Caleb Stelly, you know, kind of pick your choose, but you got two guys from Sunbelt Foes. Kind of, if you could give background and just what you liked about both of Caleb Stelly and Kyle Morrison.
Well, when you get the three-hole arguably best hitter in the lineups of two of your, you know, rivals in your league, that bodes pretty well. You know, that's, hey, we don't take that for granted. The fact that this was an attraction to them speaks volumes of players that's played at Pete Taylor Park against us, and for them to have that desire to be here and to come here. And, you know, I'm very proud of that. We're proud of that. And, you know, the program, you know, is proud of that. We all should be. So, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, visiting with them when they came. And, you know, my assistant coaches, Coach Creel, Coach Rose, and Coach Brewer, has done a phenomenal job with this, you know, navigating, talking, setting things up with this portal stuff. So you got to credit those guys for sure. And, but no, it was, you know, that's exciting. You know, it doesn't guarantee you anything. They got to go earn it. They got to go do it. But there's a lot of experience and a lot of ABs at this level in this league that were successful, you know, that to fill some holes. So that's something we're excited about.
In your tenure, Coach Ostrander, as an assistant and as a head coach, has the pantry ever been as full of talent as it appears to be right now in the offseason?
Oh, man, I don't know. I think, you know, it's hard to say. Some of those teams end up being really talented. We didn't know that until the fall started going and they started the maturity of them. So, no, I mean, I feel good about this group. We got a lot of capabilities, you know, and I kind of said that last year and, you know, year before. But that's kind of, you know, hopefully that's the trend that will continue, and that's how you want your program to go, to where each year you feel like, all right, you know, this, we got a chance to put another good one out there, and I certainly think we do.
Now, safe to say, because at least in the past, the trend was you kind of waited till the draft to, I guess, get busier with the portal. I'm guessing you're expecting that the draft won't be too kind to you guys. Is that a safe assumption?
The summer of 2022, change of perspective. You know, I was an assistant then, but just, you know, eye-opening, you know, when that hit, and we lost six players, you know, at that time, and some we were considering, figured they would, and two or three, it's like, wow, okay, things have changed. So kind of made a vow then, never, you can't rely on the portal and July 15th and on. You can't. You better protect the program and do what you think you need to do for the program. And then if a guy doesn't get drafted that we thought might and he's back, well, that's a blessing, right? I mean, that's a good thing. So you figure that out as you go. So protect the program first and, you know, then worry, you know, how it all shakes out after the draft then.
Does the new roster limits and the designated players, I mean, are you going to try and – how are you going to use that, I guess, with, I guess, having to sign more early on?
Well, just simply because of the fact we've never been a program that really oversigns and have an abundance. I mean, we're fine. You know, we might have as when the dust settles, I could see us having 43 players here to start the fall. And, you know, and that's you know, that somebody goes, well, that got to be at 34. Well, yeah, you do. But you always have some guys that are injuries or you some red shirts and things of that nature. But you also want to create a competitive balance to where they got to go earn it. But there's another rule out there that there's guys that are going to be grandfathered into that, too. So it's supposed to be at 34, but it's going to actually, in all actuality, be a little more than 34. So we're going to be just fine where we're at, and we're very comfortable where our numbers are.
Got a couple more minutes. You can stay with us, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, short break. We'll be back with Coach Christian Ostrander as the Eagle Hour wraps up a Friday. I want to thank our good friends at Mo Babinier Company. It'd be a great weekend to go down there at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page. And don't forget about our podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Natalie Poole still to come in a continued conversation with baseball coach Christian Ostrander. Don't go anywhere.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, this segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you can find all your Southern Miss apparel and, of course, a lot of baseball apparel. Be sure you tell Kathleen that her friends, and we mean that sincerely, her friends on the Eagle Hour said hello. Coach, as Kelly told you during the break in the show here, I've taken it very well that we're not still in the postseason. but I watch the games, and you kind of implied you feel the same way. You watch these games, and it's just kind of bittersweet because you watch them and you realize that our program is right there with all of these teams that are still playing. Do you find that when you've had a chance to look at them as well?
Absolutely. I know we've had pitching staffs here that I knew were Omaha pitching staffs, and I know we've had offensive groups that were that capability, and certainly this year the capability is there, but that's baseball. I mean, you know, there's eight teams that make it to Omaha. That mean there wasn't others that were good enough to, mm-hmm. just the way the game goes. And, you know, there's, you know, 16 teams playing in a super doesn't mean there wasn't others that could have been it or good enough to do it. It's a game. And, you know, so a lot of parity and stuff, certainly, especially these last 5 years, you know, we've been very close to getting to the, you know, the pinnacle and made it to the supers a few times. And, you know, but that's not good enough. You know, we got to be able to punch through and get all the way.
No, where do you want to see your team, for lack of a better term, improved next year, Coach?
You know, I think just being able to be extremely fundamental, you know, offensively fundamental. You know, I think our pitching needs to be better. I think we need to have more depth in the bullpen. I think we need all those things. Just something you want to try to improve every year, right? But, you know, I think, you know, you feel like you get started, you feel like you might have that ability to do it, and then an injury here or somebody just underperforming and not reaching their full potential, you know, just those few things can, you know, can disrupt some of that. So it's why you have a staff full of them. That's why you have, you know, multiple guys, not just nine position players. So you gotta prepare for those things.
Oz, we were talking about players that might be gone, but it appears you're going to be losing Keller Bradford per Kendall Rogers of D1 Baseball, potentially taking a promotion at Liberty, which I don't think anybody will fault him for as their pitching coach. I wonder, where does that leave you guys for your staff? I know you've got Ladd Rhodes, Travis Creel, Ben Brewer, and obviously I know Danny's been on the staff as a GA. I guess he's graduated. Where do you think that's heading right now?
Well, Danny certainly, he's still with us. You know, we're trying to take care of him as much as we can to keep him around. But obviously, if he gets a good opportunity, he needs to go. We don't want to suppress him with that. His growth as a coach. But no, you know, nothing. Just you know, Creel, Brewer, Rhodes, you know, Carly Todd, they're all still here. But Keller got a great opportunity, and he's taking that job, and certainly he should. And it's time for him to. It's time for him to go run his own staff. And you know, he's done a great job here. Heck, you know, pitched in 18, and then, you know, he's been next to my side the last 4 years, and has done a good job in helping and assisting me with the pitching guy with the pitching stuff. So. But he's ready to go, and I couldn't be prouder for him to get the opportunity, you know, for his first, you know, gig at this level. It's, you know, a good program.
And you're keeping Ben Brewer as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't list him. I was just curious.
Oh, I thought he did.
Oh, I thought I did. I thought I did.
Okay. It's all right. It's okay. Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you kind of – this is a Southern Miss show, but I have just, in the truest sense of the word, been in awe as to how – good the Chanticleers have pitched the baseball, and who better to talk about pitching than you? These guys have been out of their minds. I don't think anybody could have expected this staff to be this good for this long. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's there were some injuries that the guys, you know, Morrison year last year, he pitched against us in 23, so you know, he's just grown, he got better. Eichhoff got better, Lukey got better with a year experience, and those bullpen guys, Carbone, he wasn't that good last year. You know, so just experience and maturation and growth. And again, I compare it to our 22 staff when you had, you know, like with Coastal right now, they got, you know, Fluke, Morrison, and Eichhoff. They got three number ones. Well, 22, you had, you know, Hall and Riggins and Waldrop, arguably three number ones. Then in the bullpen, you got, you know, four or five guys that could come in and shut, close the game. I mean, that's what Coastal has, kind of what we had. So that's what you try to, you know, get a staff to get to that point. And they've certainly done a great job, you know, with that. And, you know, so this is their chance, and they know it, and they're running with it.
I wonder, because the last time Coastal Carolina won their natty, Jay Johnson was the opposing coach for Arizona. History repeats itself in a way for Coastal and Jay Johnson. I wonder, Coach Oz, if you were Jay Johnson, would that be in your head at all, or would you – How would you approach that if you even bother?
Heck yeah. I'd want to say, I remember one time, you know, I had a chance to be a national champion in whatever, 2016, 2016. So, yeah, if I know Jay Johnson is one of the biggest competitors I know, I guarantee he's thinking about that. And but more importantly, just trying to do what he's got to do to, you know, win one pitch at a time, one game at a time.
How do you like this matchup, Coach? How do you see this matchup between Coastal and LSU?
It's going to be fun to watch, you know. It really is. I would think there's going to be a lot more fundamental play by Coastal. I think they're going to know they're going to have to go do the little things. I think LSU predominantly is, you know, throw hard and swing big. You know, so it's whatever. I mean, they might just out overpower. I don't know, you know. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And it should be, I think, two really good teams and, you know, fixing to square off. So should be fun to see.
Well, what do you think it has meant to the Sun Belt that Coastal is in this position, and what would it mean to the league for Coastal to win the tournament?
I think it's great for the league. You know, I don't know if it does anything extra or whatnot, but hopefully garners a little more respect. You know, maybe a little more respect for, you know, we came two games out from winning that league or being the chance to win it. And that, and the team that did was pretty dang good one, you know. So I think others like Troy, I've heard people talk about the argument that Troy, that they got left out of the league, but they won a series against this team that's so good. So, you know, maybe, you know, there's value to that. So I think it just makes everybody else around it look even a little bit more impressive, if that makes sense. And now that's, you know, after this year, after this World Series is over, that's done. Next year's a new year. You know, you got to go and do it again. It's just no guarantee, you know, and stuff. So, but hopefully the league will just continue to grow and just be a big time threat, you know. And if there's some expansion coming up, which sounds like there might be, and they get the right ones, it could really turn into a super powerful league.
If Coastal sweeps LSU, that will not only give them the natty, but 28 in a row. I mean, is there an argument to be made that that's the greatest run in postseason baseball history? I mean, to put you on the spot?
I would think so. You know, baseball has a way of keeping you humble. And that hot bat, you know, sunball or something keeps you from maybe winning that game, that whatever. So what they're doing is phenomenal. I know, I remember how hard it was to win 18 or whatever we did. You know, now they've got 10 more than that, or a chance to, and on these stages and against these opponents. So, I mean, very impressive indeed. So it's, I don't know. Baseball is usually not built that. Me and Coach Barry were talking about that yesterday. It's just crazy to see, because usually law of averages kind of play in there somehow with this crazy game.
And I don't know, you certainly have bigger fish to fry, but you're the leader of our program. You're cheering for Coastal. We're all cheering for Coastal. Why in the world would Southern fans not cheer for Coastal Carolina? I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe they have a leaf LSU somewhere in there.
Yeah, could be.
I did see that they released the which states are cheering for Coastal, and 47 of the 50 are in favor of Coastal.
Yeah, that's probably right. Hey, Coach, minute left. Are you expecting to do more portal business, or you think you've got it wrapped up from that end?
We're still in there. You know, we're still in there, just being patient and, you know, just letting some things play out and, you know, see what happens. So, but, you know, I think we're real close, you know, I think we're real close to being done, but we'll see.
Are you hoping to sway anybody for maybe delaying to going to the draft for 1 year? Do you think you have a hope or a prayer with at least one of these guys that are at least on the draft boards?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's in this day and age when you can try to use some of your NIL or whatever dollars to make it more attractive for a young man to come back if he doesn't get the number he deserves or looking for, or opportunity, and it's nice to be able to do that. So I assure you we've certainly dangled those carrots in front of them. But ultimately, man, it was a dream of mine to play, you know, professional baseball, get the opportunity. And if these guys get it, and you know, that's a heck of an opportunity. And whatever they decide, you know, we're going to love them, support them either way.
Coach, always good to hear from you, and great to have you back on the show. Hope you get a few days off, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Coach Christian Ostrander, everybody.
Bob, what is this music we're listening to?
This is Frank Zappa.
Is this the ooze from...
This is the green ooze that... Slime, the green slime that oozes from your TV set.
A number one hit, I'm sure.
Yes. He had a lot of them.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Thank Christian Ostrander for coming on the show. Always good to talk to Coach. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the program. Great place for a I would say a weekend of baseball. You want to go down there and get a shrimp poor boy and a cold Pabst Blue Ribbon and watch some baseball this weekend. I think that'd be a great thing to do. 4th Street Bar and Grill. Or if you want to work in your yard, you can go to MCS Home Center in Bellevue. They've got everything for your yard, for your garden. If you want to remodel your house, maybe build a back porch. Kelly does these kind of things every weekend, and he gets all of his supplies from MCS. You're a real weekend warrior, aren't you, Sandra?
If you're going to be – look, I think – no. I mean, I think manual labor is the president of Mexico, actually. But if you're going to do any of this stuff, make sure you do it in the morning or in the early evening, right, when things are a little cooler.
Including staying informed with the Pine Belt News. It is your go-to source for news and sports coverage. Andrew, can you tell us what it would cost to get a subscription?
$35 in Lamar and Forest County, $55 if you live out of county. I'm sure everybody here is subscribed, including Coach Cool, Coach Poole, I bet.
I'm sure she does.
Hoping. Yeah. So.
Okay. And that's both digital and
physical, as well as our other publication, Signature Magazine. Wow. You get it all for $35.
Now, Coach, have you heard of a better deal than that? And then, Andrew, if you do the $55 deal, Andrew cuts your yard three times
that is
during
fake
the
news.
Summer.
That's a big deal. Anytime I can get somebody to cut my yard, I'm willing to pay whatever. So that plus a subscription, we're on.
Actually we're three on, times Andrew. For the yard, one time for the softball field.
I will say she'll probably cancel the subscription after seeing me cut the yard.
I see. And you'll cut the softball field, you said, Andrew, for it?
That is the same thought process.
Okay. Coach, welcome back to the show. We just talked to Coach Ostrander and thought maybe he had had some time off, but he said, no, it's been busy, and I hear the same holds true for you. A lot of moving parts right now you're dealing with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had some coaching changes that always, you know, you're lucky when it doesn't happen in a lot of ways, especially if you really enjoy who you work with, but sometimes it does happen, and so we kind of start with that, and, you know, Coach Aaron has been with me for the last 3 years with us regarding hitting. He's retired and him and his family are moving back up to Arkansas where they have some children and closer to his parents. And so he's stepping away. And then Izzy Worden, who's been with me and been here as a part of this program longer than I've been here, she got hired on as Mississippi Gulf Coast head coaching position. And then my GA, who was only here for a year, she had played at Iowa State. She took their third assistant position. And so she got elevated. So just really tough in some moments to kind of replace a lot of moving pieces, but also excited about the people that we are going to have coming in.
Yeah, are you narrowed down your candidates? I mean, I know the hitting coach is kind of a big one to really fill, and obviously with Izzy, I mean, she was a big part of recruiting. What's kind of the timetable on what you think will be finalizing the staff?
Yeah, so we have finalized the hitting portion. Matt Elzey, who was one of my assistant coaches on staff, he worked alongside Aaron, and so he has moved into that role. We have hired our third assistant position, and I just can't officially say who it is, so that is complete. That person's going to assist me with our pitching staff, which will be nice because we have a pretty large staff, so just having multiple eyes on that space will be important. That person will also do a lot of our logistics and things like that regarding paperwork and organization and camps and things like that. And then currently I've already filled the GA position. Just can't announce that yet, but someone who played at a really high level, played in the P4, has some great experience, has some great knowledge, and so I'm excited about that position being filled in that way. And then I literally just got a yes from my second assistant position candidate. That's going to help us with some defensive things, sort of in Izzy's role that helped us with outfield. It's going to help us with our catcher. It's going to help us fill in some gaps. So at this point, our staff is complete, which I'm really looking forward to. Probably in the next week or two, we'll be able to announce who those people are. So that kind of helps moving into July that is complete. And then we're also trying to fill just a couple pieces with our team that we need to just one or two little things.
Yeah, I wanted to – I guess I was going to ask about the season as a whole before getting into just the players. You guys kind of had like a big roller coaster. I know that first half was rough. You picked it up at the start of conference play. Didn't quite finish as I think we could safely say would have liked. But I thought there was more promise, especially from the freshman group. What was kind of your take on this year, and what's kind of the approach of filling up the roster moving forward based off of how this year went?
Yeah, I definitely think that in some ways we took some steps forward. I don't think that we finished the way that I would have liked to have seen us finish. It was nice to be able to beat Ole Miss. I felt like we had a daunting early preseason. I was glad to see us make a turn. We got off to a great start in the Sun Belt, like you kind of mentioned. Really pleased with taking some series from teams that owned us in the first year and even the second. And so for us to be able to take those series were super, super important. However, kind of we hit a little bit of a skid, went up to JMU and only took one of those, didn't play well at all, came back, played Texas State, and Texas State, who ended up winning the regular season, we had a hard time getting past their pitching and just didn't do well. So we just didn't quite finish off the way that we needed to. And I was actually hoping that we would be able to do better against UL, who has always been sort of at the top. They just know how to fight. They know how to win. And we ended up losing like a 1-0 ball game, a 2-1 ball game, and maybe another like a 3-1, 3-2. It was really, really close, but just not the way we wanted to see us finish offensively in some ways. So just really wish we would have completed that a little bit better. However, we were like 3 wins out of 4th place. I mean, and so it's kind of like we just missed a few opportunities and could have done a little bit better. Was pleased at how close we were to some things, but definitely not where we want to sit. We want to be better than that.
You do have to replace Jana Lee, who was a key part of your pitching staff, and then I guess essentially the majority of your infield, although the outfield and catching seem locked up. I mean, is that kind of how you're viewing this as the two main spots you got to fill? I mean, I know we had talked off air a little bit of you're not too big on hitting on the portal, but what's kind of your approach with, I guess, the portal as well as your signings in the future?
Yeah, I would completely agree with you, Andrew. Like, we, catching, we've got, you know, 2 returning catchers, one of which held us down last year. She was a redshirt freshman. And then we had another freshman alongside her. I feel good about where she's getting. And then we actually have 3 new ones coming in. So I think that that position is going to be fine. In the outfield, clearly, like, both corners, did a great job offensively. I expect them to kind of do a great job. And then, you know, last year we didn't have Kinsley Gordon, who had gone through the surgery, but we had her the 2 previous years, and she was definitely proven. She'll be back with us this year. Excited about that. So really, I would kind of agree. And then pitching-wise, we returned some pitching. Kayla did a great job for us last year as a freshman. I think we'll have some other good supporting roles, and then we're also bringing in 3 new pitchers. So pitching set, we ought to be pretty deep. So I'm pleased about that. So our infield is going to be pretty much brand new. I mean, of course, we returned Neely McManus and Paris Ferguson, who have gotten some time in the infield, but we've got some holes to fill there. We have 11 freshmen coming in, feel really positive about the athleticism. I think they're very similar to what you saw in our freshmen this last year, what their capabilities are. And so I'm hoping that, you know, if we have two-thirds, half of those kids pan out, we're probably in pretty good shape, you know, and then especially if they can do something right away. And so for us, like, we're just kind of feeling a couple of maybe utility-type kids, some kids who can play the infield, maybe start on the left side and swing to the right if they need to. We also kind of had our eyes on maybe a hitting first baseman, but we're just kind of working through it. The portal's been a beast. You know, it's difficult because if anybody is proven at Division I at this point, then they're getting paid a bit more money, you know. And so trying to get something from them has been a little bit difficult for us. And so we're trying. We're hustling. We've probably talked to about 50 kids this summer already, you know, just trying to get it done and some, just a few small pieces. And we're not even replacing or needing a lot because we expect a lot of our young kids who are going to be coming in.
I find it interesting that and similar to baseball, they go with freshman heavy and develop players. I mean, do you kind of share that philosophy? And I know your NIL situation is probably not what you'd like it to be, but it seems that developing players has worked out for you this year with sticking with true freshmen and picking on the JUCO players. I mean, it seems like in the last 2 years at least, you've seen a quick improvement from those types of players. Is that safe to say the philosophy?
Yeah, I would say, like, for us, I think we're going to have to continue to pursue some young kids that have some talent. because right now, like, again, looking for anybody that's proven to fill a short gap, you know, that's been difficult. We do, like in JUCO, we've got a lead or two that we're pursuing that we think are going to work with regards to JUCO right now. And we've had some pretty good success because we've found kids who've been pretty open. That's really been sort of the mentality. They're tough. They're not used to sometimes having a whole lot, so they're grateful. And they hustle and they work hard, but they do have to have the right mentality where they're not done learning, because otherwise it's no good for a year or two, you know, and then they're gone.
Coach Poole, we really appreciate your time. Always good to catch up with you. Keep up the good work. We'll be calling you back real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach Natalie Poole, everybody, women's softball coach at Southern Miss. We'll wrap up this week of the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Our thanks to Coach Natalie Poole for joining us. Good show today with Christian Ostrander and Natalie Poole. Really appreciate them taking the time to visit with us. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street, where you can take your kids for baseball, softball training. Summer camps, I'm sure they got plenty of those. Check out their website at DBAT. And find out what's available for your children. Monday on the show, win, lose, or draw, we've got the play-by-play announcer for Coastal Carolina. Right, Kelly?
Going to be on the program, and all next week we're going to have some of these new baseball players that have just signed with Southern Miss. You think just because school's not in session, the Eagle Hour, they're not going to have anybody. They're going to have some lame guests. No, we've got only the best of the best. Our talent people searching out. All these great guests, we'll have them booked and another great week planned.
And we're going to bring that young man you introduced me to from Channel 7 on the show.
Well, a lot of people are familiar with that young man.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott and, Kirk.
Yeah, we look forward to having him back. I really enjoyed meeting him. I thought he did a really great job on the show. And we'll try to bring Scott on a little more of a regular basis. All right, Andrew, news and notes.
Well, I mean, this isn't official news yet, but I've been told through sources that Natalie Poole is getting a contract extension. You know, so that's... Southern Miss news.
Maybe that's why she sounded so happy.
I mean, I would be, right? Huh? But I think it's deserving. You know, she's had an uphill battle, and they've trended in the right direction.
I agree.
And, you know, it's so hard because she lost the whole staff. Yeah. Lost GAs. I mean,
man, when she took over, she only had 17 players. I mean, come on, and couldn't build with anything.
And then to have the type of season they had, which they didn't finish the way, and she admitted that, but still – lost the staff, so she's been out there kind of recruiting not only players, mm-hmm. but recruiting coaches now and having to do this almost single-handedly.
And I think it's telling, and you know, both of her, well, besides the one that's retired, I mean, both of them have moved on to better things.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of telling. I think the other thing is her younger players, you've seen them get better. You've seen players develop and get better, and I think that's kind of big. And then, you know, you look at what the program has done, and I know this is a bare minimum, but for three straight years, especially, I think the most impressive one was year one, they've made the conference tournament. Prior to that, they were not making the conference tournament. And I think that's telling. I think we've seen this program continue to head in the right direction.
I completely agree with that.
And only because you kind of see how fluid things are in college sports. Mm-hmm. We'll get to this particular item much closer to the academic year. But the volleyball team at Southern Miss has already released their 2025 schedule. They're the first ones out of the gate.
It's usually them in soccer. I suspect the soccer one won't be that far behind. But, my other news, I thought this is national news. I find this interesting. Just put out by Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports. So it's a free read if you want to go read about it. The University of Wisconsin has filed a lawsuit against the University of Miami for tampering and eventually poaching a college football player under contract. Interesting wording. Xavier Lucas. So I wonder, will this finally set into motion to at least have the tampering slow down?
Well, yeah. You heard what Coach Oz said, that he's never had to deal with agents.
I found it interesting.
Representatives.
I thought it was interesting how he goes, yeah, he reached out to me about his client. I was like, what is this?
And Coach Poole referenced the same thing.
Yes,
the talented players are getting money, making it harder.
Yeah. And you can't blame them.
No.
I mean, just tell us what the rules are and then go for it.
Rules?
But
there's no
rules. I don't think there are any rules.
Not great ones yet.
I mean, don't blame anybody for making money. The kids making the money didn't create this boondoggle.
No, and
it was the quote-unquote adults in the room that did.
And I think I might have said this in a production meeting yesterday, but somebody put it this way yesterday. They said, now, things that were illegal 5 years ago are tax deductible now.
It's crazy, man. It's just absolutely crazy. But it's the world we're in. And I mean, guys, kudos to Christian Ostrander and his staff for their ability to keep their good players on their rosters.
Well, I mean, I know you guys might not want to hear this, but you kind of got to tip your hat to Southern Miss's NIL and rev sharing because it's a big deal for Oz. And Oz has said this. It's a big deal for him to say everybody on my roster has I guess it will be rev sharing moving forward, but an NIL deal.
And we can talk about culture, which I think.
Sure.
I agree that most of it is culture at Southern Miss. But look, Southern Miss fans, let's be real. We're greasing the palms of some of these guys, too.
Well, sure. I mean,
and it's not that they don't deserve it. I'm just saying we can't think that we're so self-righteous that we don't have to pay our players.
And it's like everything, Kelly, is all relative. Are there schools doing 15 times the amount? Yes.
Oh, LSU. I mean, come on. It's not even a secret.
But, you know, Southern Miss is not trying to compete with those schools.
And that's why Andrew put out
financially.
That stat earlier that 47 of the 50 states are cheering for.
I don't know how official that was. I think that was like a betting site that put that out there. But
it's probably pretty accurate.
Probably accurate.
And I think it's because it's the old underdog story. America will always love an underdog story.
And Andrew framed it beautifully earlier this week. It's the NIL team versus the development team, basically, is what you said.
Well, I mean, you heard it from Oz talking about some of the arms that have taken the next step on their staff.
Go Chanticleers. That's what I say.
And you pronounced it correctly, Bob.
Yeah, Chanticleers.
So you won't be admonished.
My English accent, Chanticleers.
Did you see the viral clip of a reporter asked them in the post game, what do you like about LSU? And Jacob Morrison goes, not a whole lot.
Good for him. I concur. All right, that wraps up this week. It's been a fun week. Got a good week planned for you, Nick. Try to get all these new signees on the show if we can. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a happy, safe weekend. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.